This is Alan Dolby at down Walton High Street at the Christmas Fair, and I'm with one of the organisers of the Christmas Fair this year. What's your name?
Kelly Bliss.
And is this your day job?
It is, actually, yes. So I'm from the what is called the Walton Business Improvement District. We're a new organisation that was set up this year. And it's our role to bring some, hopefully, some vitality back to the High Street, not just with events, but some other bits and pieces going on as well. But the majority of the time, it will be organising events and nice activities going on in Walton just to try and bring some life back to the town and some vitality and celebrate the local High Street.
So it's not just for Christmas, it's all year round.
My job is all year round. This event today is just for Christmas, and this is us kicking off the Christmas season. Christmas is obviously such a key time for retailers and businesses, and the tough years that they've had over the last couple of years, we want to try and help them do everything we can to try and bring people back out and get people spending and enjoying Christmas again. So it's really important to us to get engaged with the community and get people back out.
How long did it take you to start organising this? When did you actually start?
This one's, it's been a bit of a longish process because we started talking about it in the summer. Normally Walton has its Festival of Light with the parades, with all the children and everything like that. We wanted to do that so badly, but with the pandemic we were just nervous and we didn't feel it was very responsible of us to encourage such crowds and mass gatherings that the parade comes with. So rather than do sort of an attempt at it, we thought it best for everybody to do something different instead this year. So we started talking about this in the summer, and then sort of plans really started coming together probably over the last 2 months or so.
Okay, well, from the summer, well, that's amazing. You have to think about Christmas in the summer. What other events are you going to be organising in Walton? Is it next year or anything? Or
yeah, so we're going to be hoping to do a lot of things for half terms. So we actually did one in Halloween, which was really successful and really well received, which are simple things, kind of like some children's trails, getting them around, sort of wandering around town, looking for little clues in business windows and things for the chance to win a prize. And then some face painting and some children's entertainers. So we're hoping to bring that kind of activity every half term next year. Then we're going to be bringing back the Walton Heritage Festival, which is a really popular community day. It takes place in September. All being well, we should have Festival of Light back with the parade and back to the full swing this time again next year. We're also looking at working with a couple of local organisations on maybe a folk festival or some other kind of music event that takes place in the town centre on the High Street again. So plans are all in the making at the moment, and we hope to be able to reveal a few things early in the new year.
Right, thank you very much, Kelly, and thanks for organising this. Fantastic. I didn't realise you started in the summer thinking about Christmas. I try and delay it as long as possible and don't think about Christmas till, you know, middle of November or something.
It's kind of par for the course in this business. When you work in retail or you work in high streets, you have to start early. Christmas is getting earlier and earlier for retailers, and it's such a prime time that we need to capitalise on it as much as possible. So yeah, plans start nice and early when you're talking about Christmas.
All right, thank you very much, Jay, Kelly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.